In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has deployed the entire Texas National Guard to help with rescue and relief efforts. That's some 12,000 soldiers. Colonel Stephen Metz is public affairs officer for the Texas Military Department and joins us now from Austin. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kelly.
Has the entire Texas National Guard ever been deployed before?
That's a great question. To my knowledge, we have not put 12,000 people in a single mission before, but I'll have to check and verify that. But as far as I know, it's certainly not in recent history.
Where are all those 12,000 people right now?
So we've got 4,300 of them are forward in the affected area. The rest are on their way, and every day we've got more manpower and more equipment moving toward the coast to assist those in the affected area and efforts across the state.
So what are the big priorities then for those who are deployed? I mean, where is the most need at this moment?
So we're focused right now, the current conditions make it so that, our number one mission is focused on search and rescue. There's still people in imminent danger. As that starts to wane down, as we start to get fewer of those types of calls, then we're going to shift to, critical life support missions. So we'll set up what we call points of distribution, where if other organizations, either local, state, or federal, provide, food, water, or any other types of supplies, mm-hmm. we'll set up distribution points to get those to the people who need them. But there might be other contingency plans that we do after that as well. We're in it for the long haul. We're looking at a lot of different contingencies. Search and rescue is still our number one priority, followed up by critical life support, and then we may have, more missions beyond that as this thing unfolds.
How many people are still in imminent danger?
I don't have the numbers of how many are still in imminent danger. I can tell you that, the calls have not slowed down on our end. We're rescuing people around the clock, 24/7, day and night. There have been thousands of rescues by ground, hundreds more by air, and, then other things that we're just calling evacuations and assistance incidents. So none of that has slowed down yet, and we're still getting calls across the board to help.
Describe some of those rescues, like some that have happened today and in recent hours.
Calling down to some of the people, like especially in the helicopter rescues, they're pulling people off rooftops. They're pulling people up who have broken legs. I talked to a guy who said they were pulling up someone who was diabetic and had run out of medicine, and they had, they were unconscious. So we're definitely seeing, when situations where people are truly in dire need, and we're pulling them out of those situations as quickly as we can.
And we're hearing that the rain is going to continue around Houston. How does that complicate things for your troops, especially aircraft?
Anytime there's anything, in the air, that can affect air operations. But the biggest place we're seeing it right now, I was just talking to a commander down in the streets today, is they'll go down a street, and literally an hour later that street is filled with water and they can't go back that same direction. So because the situation is so fluid, if you'll pardon the pun, and changing so much, it's literally hard for them to do, to do planning and to coordinate effectively, because the streets and the water situation keeps changing.
Wow. So, yeah, you can imagine wanting to go street by street and saying, this street's cleared, and knowing that that's finished. But it sounds like that's not the case at all. How do you do the logistics?
Turn around. Yeah, you can literally turn around, and the street you were just on is now 6 feet deep. So, that is a real challenge for the wheeled vehicles on the ground. I mean, they're high-profile vehicles. They're tall trucks. Mm-hmm. But there's still a limit that, of what they can go through safely.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
We've done a lot of floods over the years. We've done hurricanes, we've done tropical storms. Obviously, this is historic levels, though. We've trained for this sort of thing, we've prepared, but, something this big is still going to take an awful lot of work and adjustment for everybody's part.
Are there any pictures that you just kind of can't get out of your head right now, things that you know you'll remember for a long time?
They're definitely, some of them good. I mean, when you see the pictures of, like children being pulled out of the water and they're wrapped in, a garbage bag to keep them dry, but they're smiling because someone's pulling them out of water. Those are the kind of things that will stick with you for a very long time.
Colonel Stephen Metz with the Texas National Guard. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet.